Has worked 5 seconds left. Across for Heedle, who scores!
Welcome inside another week's edition of the NYR Zone podcast, making a return from our 1 week hiatus with a ton of things going on to talk about. Training camp for the Rangers is officially over, and we are 1 week away from opening night at the Garden against the Colorado Avalanche. And there has been so much going on this past training camp to digest, to go through. Last time we spoke was the start of it. We went through the roster. Some players are still here. Some players are not. Some surprising players are still here. So we can look at that as well. But let's dive into a non-Ranger related issue first. One that we mentioned on our last, either our last episode or our first episode. I do not remember which one it was, but it was addressing the 2 minute minor penalty after a failed offside challenge. That has been officially approved by the Board of Governors by a score of 30-1. So that was practically unanimously voted, and I find that amazing. So a minor penalty for unsuccessful coaches challenge on an offside. They no longer cost a timeout, and there's no timeout needed. The goal of this is to try and not have a coach think twice before they challenge a goal that they claim is offside, which in a way you can kind of understand and respect what the league wants to do there. But you can also make the argument that it's going to be really a bad way of going about it. If you followed me, the NYR Zone on Twitter, you know I am not a supporter of this. I believe a lot of fans around the league aren't supporters on this, but there's nothing we can do now. That is a rule, and it is going to take place opening day, which I believe starts next Wednesday when the Penguins kick things off. So that'll be interesting to see there. We have some very interested to see how that works out, only because of the fact that something's going to happen and someone's not going to be happy about it. So that's going to be wild. Sticking with the non-Ranger-related news, before we head into our Rangers talk, the Islanders confirm that they have submitted a bid for an arena at Belmont Park. This is not breaking news. The Islanders have been trying to find a new location for a new arena over the last year and a half after their relationship with Barclays Center is not great. Ice isn't that great. Scoreboard's crooked. Obviously, Barclays was built for concerts and for basketball, not for hockey. So the Islanders trying to move out of there. Obviously, Nassau Coliseum is not an option for them anymore. So let's head over into the Rangers side of things. Rangers made some cuts now. We know what the roster will look like when it comes to opening day at the Garden. So to sum up some cuts, and all of these cuts, I must say, were very surprising for me. Except one. Maybe two. Vinny Lettieri, Hartford. Boone Nieves to Hartford. Neil Pionk to Hartford. Matt Pumple on waivers. If he clears, he will report to Hartford. And Elias Andersson to juniors. The surprising one for me with that, the two surprising ones, at least, Vinny Lettieri and Boone Nieves. Though I was really surprised to see those two not make the team. I thought Lettieri had a great camp. I thought he was very impressive. I thought he would have filled in nicely for Jesper Fast, but that's not the case, as Paul Carey will fill in. Once again, Faust expected to be out until the end of October. The Rangers' first game is October 5th. Yeah, I got my date wrong for a minute. So that's the interesting side from all that. Let's talk about Elias Anderson for a minute. Because with him making the team, that means Filip Hedl has made the Rangers roster coming out of camp. So we'll get into Hedl in a moment. But let's get into Elias Anderson, what we saw from him. Anderson, a very impressive first game. Had some noticeable plays on the ice. From what we heard today is that the coaching staff and Jeff Gorton wants him to play in a top six role, wants him to play power play, penalty kill, even strength in a top six role. If Anderson was with the Rangers and Hedl made this team, if they were both like that, no way Anderson was playing in a top six role. Because of guys like Hedl, forced the Rangers to go against what they said they were going to do. And they were going to have JT Miller play center. And that was a big topic of discussion in last week's episode. Is JT Miller a viable option at center ice? And I thought the answer was no. And a guy like Filip Hedl stepping up in the preseason, as you heard in the open, his overtime game winner, he stepped up and he's going to make a mark on this team, at least coming out of training camp. Hedl was very impressive. So let's talk about some lines and D pairs. And we spent time looking at the offense last week, the forward group in our last episode. We'll spend some time talking about defense and how this team looks defensively with the defensemen that they have as it is and who the wink link is going to be. And we'll see about how they're going to be able to hold eight defensemen. So we look at our forwards. We have a first line of Chris Kreider, Mika Zibanejad, Pavel Buchnevich. KZB line reunited. And, you know, that was a thing that Alain Vigneault did in the Rangers' last preseason game at the Garden. Hedl was originally paired with Kreider and Zuccarello or Nash. I can't remember per se. And mid-game, Alain Vigneault broke him up. And that was a move that worked. Rangers weren't having anything. The line that night was Kreider, Zibanejad, Zuccarello, Nash, Hedl, Buchnevich. So all he really did was he switched Buchnevich and Zuccarello. So I wanted to get that right for you. That was the switch. So that puts together, going back to my point, it puts together a line that was really good for the Rangers at the start of the season last year. And Zibanejad, Kreider, and Buchnevich. That line was the Rangers' best line in the preseason and the first week of the season until Kreider got hurt. And then Buchnevich had back issues and Zibanejad eventually would get hurt. That's a good line. That was a good line. And you're hoping that Kreider will take the next step, become that 30-35 goal scorer, which I think he can be. You hope Zibanejad can take that next step and be that number one type center who showed us flashes of that during the preseason last year and beginning of the regular season. Now, are you worried about Zibanejad because he didn't play in a lot of games in the preseason because he was suffering from an illness? Will it take him time to get off to a slow start and then catch his feet? That's where you got to be worried about there. And then Buchnevich, can Buchnevich take the next step? He's been in the league a full year. Can he have a breakout year? It's another thing that we're gonna see with a line like that. Looking at a second line, Rick Nash, Filip Hedl, Matt Zuccarello. Rick Nash is going to be scoring goals like crazy on this line. Hedl has shown the ability to be an awesome playmaker. He had a pass in his second game, the Rangers' third game of the preseason, where it was in between the leg pass that found, I forgot whose stick it was, but ended up in the back of the net. Very impressive. I believe it was a Lettieri stick, but it was a very impressive pass. It led to a goal, and you really didn't hear much about it because it's what we've become to expect from him over four or five preseason games. Very impressed with Filip Hedl. you know, we came into this preseason, this training camp, not knowing what we were going to get from this team offensively up the middle. Philip Hedl has secured a spot. And don't get me wrong, I think Hedl will last the 9 or 10 games that he's allowed to play up here until he can get sent down to the juniors league again. And it'll be almost like an Anthony Duclair type story where I don't think they'll trade him. But I do think they will send him down. I don't think he'll stay the entire season up here with the Rangers. But that's going to be an exciting line to see. And the only way I think there's a chance that he could stay up here for a full season, only if he wows us. Because there have been teenagers that have played in this league before. Jack Eichel played in the league as a teenager. He was very impressive. Auston Matthews and Patrick Laine last year, very impressive. So we've seen young kids be able to do it. Now, he plays a tough position at center ice where he needs to – he has a harder coverage in the offensive zone, and that will be something he needs to work on. He's still only 18, so he's not going to be a finished product in the defensive zone. So that's going to be something we're going to have to keep a very, very close eye on. And we'll see how that goes, but I think you can be excited because the lines that you saw in practice today are the lines that I think you're going to see at the start of the season. Your third line was the Hey, Grab Me a Miller line, as Steve Alliquette and Al Troutman coined last year, with Michael Grabner on the left, Kevin Hayes in the middle, and JT Miller on the right. This line was a dynamic line for the Rangers last year. Michael Grabner had a career year in goals scored. And he didn't hit his career high, but it was his best year in quite some time. And the beautiful thing about that is that this line clicked. Now, we've always, in the past, been a little weary of relying on lines that have clicked in the past. But I believe team chemistry is a very big proponent in winning championships. And that line had a great chemistry last year. It was the Rangers' best line at times when they were together in the playoffs. Hayes has picked up his game over the last few preseason games. Doesn't look like it's going to be like his sophomore slump was, where he had a really good rookie year and then a rough second year and then a really good year last year. It looks like Hayes wants to be a leader on this team, wants to be a top center on this team. And I'm kind of surprised at the fact that he is starting the season out as the number 3 center. But that's only because Hedl put up such an impressive camp. JT Miller is going to take bigger, even bigger strides this year. Michael Grabner has shown the speed again in a couple of games. We get some breakaways that he didn't finish on. He had a lucky bounce against Philly where a puck went off of a skater's stick and in the back of the net, beating Brian Elliott to tie the game. So that was pretty impressive there. I mean, that line was a good line last year, and that line can be one that can be a force to reckon with. And your fourth line is going to be Jimmy Vesey, David Desharnais, and Paul Carey. Paul Carey really impressed the Rangers coaching staff. That's the reason why he made it. I believe it was down to between Lettieri and Carey. And the argument you can make here is Lettieri is still relatively young. He's still developing. Let's have him go down to the American Hockey League, let him work on his game. And if Paul Carey doesn't pan out and it's not, and Jesper Foss isn't ready to come back, Then we'll go with Lettieri. But they went with Paul Carey. Carey scored a goal with a nice pass from Jimmy Vesey the other night. And so did Desharnais on a beautiful pass in the power play. Great shot that went in. So we'll look at that. Carey, the broadcast has been calling him a veteran. He hasn't been in the league a lot. He's primarily been a guy in the AHL who has seen some time. But he will be a decent replacement for Foss. And if it doesn't work, you could always call up Lettieri during the season. And I think Jimmy Vesey is going to have a breakout year for this team. I agree with everything that they've said. Full year in the league. It's going to surprise some players. We'll see there. David Desharnais had a good camp, a couple goals, looked really good in the power play. Excited to see what he has. Doesn't really give this team up the middle a bigger advantage as you were hoping. Like they would receive a dynamic type center. I don't think, like I said, I think Hedl's not staying the entire year up here. He will be in Hartford come 10 games in. But I do think at some point they will make a trade. So We'll see how that goes over there. Speaking of Hedl, Philip Hedl is this year's winner of the top rookie at training camp by the media. I believe it, Jimmy Vesey or Pavel Buchnevich won it last year. Maybe it was Brady Shea. I will look it up and tweet that out when I can confirm who got it. I can't remember for some reason. So usually the players that have won that award have made it onto the big club. Rangers were in a unique position last year because they had three rookies on the team for a chunk of the season. So let's look at the D pairs we can expect that I'm expecting come opening night. Ryan McDonagh and Kevin Shattenkirk, that is a dream that Ranger fans have had for the last 2 years, 2-3 years. McDonagh is set to have another big year. He had a big year last year. Shattenkirk and the skill set that he has. His first game this preseason, 3 assists, some on the power play. That was something to watch. It was fun to watch, and it's something that I believe a lot of Ranger fans are dreaming for quite some time. And Shattenkirk sounds really excited to be here. He looked really nice, really good in the game I saw him play. I had to miss some preseason games in there. Not a big deal about that, but he was impressive. He looked good as well. Brady Shea and Brendan Smith. That was a pair we saw in the playoffs last year. And that was a pair that did a lot of damage. They were good defensively. Brady Shea had some great chances last postseason. Led the team in goals at some point in the playoffs, which was kind of impressive for a rookie defenseman. He had a solid offensive year throughout the season, and he's worked hard on his defensive game. And I was very impressed with what I saw from him last year. He's going to be a good player. And I remember this time last year, we were saying when he had a rough training camp, to not get your hopes up on Brady only because of a rough training camp. But, you know, Brady Shea played in 80 games last year. One game he missed because he was called out by Alain Vigneault, which I thought was unfairly because I thought he was the best defenseman at the time. Another story for a different day. But other than that, he only missed 2 games. Durable defenseman. He will be great this year. Full year, Brendan Smith. We saw the type of player he was in the postseason. Very impressed with him last year. Mid-season acquisition in February at the deadline. When the Rangers weren't getting Shattenkirk, they got Smith instead. It worked out in the end because now both of them are here. Smith's here long-term. Shattenkirk's here long-term. His defense is set. Now, where the Rangers might hit a little bit of a panic button, you could say, is on that final pair of Mark Stahl and Tony DeAngelo. Now, here's what's going to happen with that. Mark Stahl and Tony DeAngelo is going to work out where Mark Stahl is going to be that guy who will be the stay-at-home defenseman in case DeAngelo gets caught. Because Tony DeAngelo was very, very impressive for me this preseason. I thought it would have been a crime if he did not make this team coming out of training camp. Worth a look. Because him and Neil Pionk, outside of all the veterans that have been there, to me were the most impressive defensemen. Probably the most, other than Hedl and Lettieri, the most impressive players on that training camp roster. Obviously, DeAngelo was acquired in the Derek Stepanantti Ranta trade. So it's good that he's playing because it's just, you're like in a way justifying that deal. I feel like it would have made the Rangers would have looked bad if both Elias Anderson and Tony DeAngelo did not make the roster coming out of training camp because of the deal that was involved. And I felt Anderson was under a lot of pressure because he was taken with the 7th overall pick and he did not was not the biggest, flashiest player in training camp and had some moments. And I felt like he had a lot of pressure on him to have a big training camp only because of that 7th overall pick that a lot of people did not understand why the Rangers took him. And because he was being compared as the most NHL-ready player in that draft, in the first round. So I felt like those two had a lot of pressure on them. Mark Stahl has a ton of pressure on him this year because of the depth that we've seen this team have at on the defense side. Alain Vigneault said that Mark Stahl had to fight his way onto this team. Now, obviously, the coaching staff saw something they liked from him. Some fans online did not necessarily agree with that. So that was, and I didn't necessarily agree with that either, but I don't think he had a horrible training camp. I thought he had moments where he looked good. But to be fair, in all honesty, when you had guys like Pionk and Graves and D'Angelo who were super impressive, Stahl did not have the greatest training camp. The 7th and 8th defensemen are Nick Holden and Steven Kampfer. I think Holden and Stahl have a good chance of not being with this team come the end of the season. I think one of them, and the one who I think it's going to be, is going to be Holden, only because Stahl has a no-move clause. I think one of them, Holden, will be flipped for a center. And I think it's the right move to make because I think they're going to, like I said, I don't think Hedl's going to last year round. I think that we're going to see a deal in the works at some point. And it's going to be important for them to make a deal because this team as constructed right now is not a Stanley Cup contending team. The bar is set very low from my end for this team. I believe this team can, I have my predictions sit over here. I might as well give those to you right now. But I don't have really big expectations for this team. I believe this team can get 96 points because I think Lundqvist can steal some games, and I think they're going to make a move at some point. I think they'll end up being a wild card team. Like I said, I think Jimmy Vesey is going to have a great year. Mark Stahl is going to have a rough one. And obviously, Zuccarello is going to have his fingerprints all over this team. I think they're going to end up being a wild card team. They're going to be knocked out in the first round. And it is what it is. We know what this team is. They're not the Washingtons of the league. They're not the Pittsburghs of the league. They're not the Chicagos. It's very important that this team finds a way to get another center. And like I said, Hedl, I don't think, is in the last full season. Nothing against him. I just think they're going to want him to get some time at juniors. Maybe he could be more of an impact next year. They'll make a deal at some point. Don't take Lettieri not being here, because don't forget, with a grain of salt, because kind of figured that. So let's talk about some games that were fun to watch preseason. Preseason games are wild for so many reasons. First game of the preseason, Rangers won 1-0 against the Islanders. Neil Pionk, game winner. Extremely impressive. He fooled veteran Brock Nelson. Pionk, several quality plays throughout the game. Made it all the way to the end. So that was fun to see. Elias Andersson had an assist on that goal. He had an overall game, had some penalties. D'Angelo also looked really good. So did Pavlik. Pavlik played half the game. Pavlik, kind of has me changing my mind on what I think they're going to get from him. Pavlik is a guy who, if he can keep it down at 2 goals, 3 goals, the Rangers have a chance at winning. Now, obviously, that last game against Philadelphia, tough luck. Tough luck on him. Pionk had the OT game winner. Looked pretty impressive. Had a good training camp. Was really surprised that Kampfer made it through. But I guess they like the veteran aspect of it. Power play kind of clicked towards the end of training camp. Rick Nash had a deflection. Hedl went there for a two. We originally thought it was a double deflection. It wasn't. We're getting into the game against the Flyers at the Garden. Final score of 3-2. Nash scored. Zibanejad scored. And McDonough had the game winner. Vinny Lettieri, who I really thought, and I said it plenty of times today after that game, made his way onto this roster, was very impressive for me. Andersson had a decent game that game as well, but ultimately he's not 100% ready for the league, and the Rangers know that. And that's why he will start the season off at juniors. So, like I said, season is getting ready to start next week. Let's take one more quick look at some predictions. We'll give you the Metro, and then we'll conclude things there. Pittsburgh Penguins will win the Metropolitan Division for me. The Blue Jackets will come in second, Caps in third, Rangers fourth, Islanders fifth, Flyers in sixth. The Islanders made some nice moves. I love that trade for Eberle. Give him another weapon, so that's why I threw him fifth. Flyers looked really good in the preseason, so that's why they're not towards the end. Brian Elliott was okay. New Jersey's going to have a better year than last year. Still end up seventh. Carolina will be in the cellar at eighth. They're going to have Scott Darling and Cam Ward do tandem in net, which might not be the greatest thing for them. So those are how everything ends. Like I said, Rangers will end up with around 90 points, I think, this year. Enough to get them into the playoffs. They're not going to be a crazy 50-win team. They're going to have some games go to overtime that they're going to steal a point from that they ended up not deserving to win. Just how this league is. It'll be interesting to see how the faceoff violation penalties carry over to opening night. Same thing with slashing penalties. We'll see how that carries over next Wednesday. Rick, I said the Rangers are back in action next Thursday. Opening night, they will head to Lake Placid for the weekend, do some team bonding stuff, something Elaine Vigneault really wanted to do. And we'll see how things go from there. But until then, until next Thursday, this is Don Brennan from NYR Zone saying, see ya, have a great week, everybody. Let's go, Rangers. Opening night is right around the corner. Enjoy your week. Bye-bye, guys.